WQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and my location is Cleveland, South Carolina. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net. Please call N4ZLK. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call N4ZLK. Begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, call N4ZLK or net control. Release the push-to-talk button to make sure you are not doubling with another station. Call, name, location, net for the RAG2 portion. Before we begin the RF portion of the net, we will recognize those who have utilized the pre-net check-in feature on the BRARS.cc website, and then we will check EchoLink periodically as we check the RF stations. To recognize on the pre-net check-in, KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Florida, N4UYB, Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia, KF4CKT, my friend John down there in Honeyapath, KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia, KE4VGN, Richard in Greenville, NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville, and he brings KE4DXJ, Wendy, she's also in Hendersonville. Thank you for checking. Next we have K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Then we have AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Next we have N4CRV, Lee in Simpsonville. KG4QLQ, Linda, along with Don, KG4PFI, and they're both in Piedmont tonight. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. And also we have KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KI4LVI, that's Andy in Table Rock, my neighbor here. Then we've got WA4 Japan, Japan, Zanzibar, down in the flatlands of Aiken, that's Andy. Next we have W2AMD, that is Andrew in Simpsonville. KR4FHX, that's Jamie in Gaffney. KQ4ZWS, Christine in Traveler's Rest. KR4AAZ, that would be Andrew in Greer. And WU2T, wound up too tight, Rusty in Moore, South Carolina. Next we have KB2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. And last on the list we have KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville or Easley area. I'd like to thank all of you that used the pre-net function of the net tonight. Before we begin with the RF portion, let's call for EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
N4ZLK, good evening, Shane. This is KQ4GWP. That's Hayden. I'm up here at the Asheville Airport. I'll be negative and negative. Check me in and out, please, and y'all be safe tomorrow. 73s.
NFLK, good evening. Please check in, Scott. This is into SWJ, Scott, and I'm out at Table Rock, and I'll be negative and negative.
4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome Hayden, KQ4GWP, up there at the Asheville Airport. Hayden, nice to hear you tonight. Thanks for checking in with me. You be safe out there. Have a good night at work, and a good, safe drive home tomorrow morning. And say hello to the family. Appreciate you checking in. And then next we have Scott. N2SWJ. And I believe Scott said he's near Table Rock tonight. Is that correct?
That's it. I'm out near Table Rock, sitting with my parents tonight.
Visiting your parents in near Table Rock. All right. Thanks for checking in with us tonight using the EchoLink. Got one more station up there. I'll give you a chance to check in if you'd like. EchoLink stations only. Call N4ZLK or Net Control. Move to the RF portion, and since it's Friday night, we will start with Uniform through Zulu. If the suffix of your call begins with a U through a Z, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
ZLK. If you would, check in KQ4WHN. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer, and I'll be negative negative. Good evening, everyone.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Okay. Please check in KQ4WJT, Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Juliet Tango. This is Seth. I'm mobile in Greenville, and I'll be in and out tonight.
LK. Could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That's got a good group here. Start us out. Net would like to recognize Mark, KQ4WHN. Mark, thank you for checking in tonight. Mark calls the net on Tuesday nights and does a fantastic job. Thank you for checking in. Next we have KO4YHY, and that is Jim in Greenville, Berea area. Jim, thank you for checking in. And then one of my favorite amateur radio operators of all time, my son Seth, KQ4WJT. Seth, be careful out there, mobile, and say hello to the family. Give the girls a hug for me when you get home. Please be careful. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. And next we have KQ4YOO. That's Clint in Honeypath. Clint, thank you for checking in tonight. Before we check Uniform through Zulu again, let's go to EchoLink stations again. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Net Control, this is Tom. November, and I'll be short time.
Control would like to recognize N4IX, Tom in Piedmont. Short time tonight. Tom, thank you for checking in using EchoLink for us tonight. Have a good weekend. Any more stations, Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we move on, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Net Control. Check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. Name is Alan. I'm in Richburg, South Carolina. I'll be short time in and out. No comment.
Okay. Hey, this is W4SBX Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray. I'm not sure if I'm checking out a turn or not. Might have missed it, but I apologize if I did. Check me in and out.
Okay, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to recognize KQ4ZYU. That's Alan over there in Richburg. Alan, good signal tonight. Thank you for checking in. Checking in short time, and appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Be careful out there. Then next we have Brad, W4SBX. Brad, no worries. Check in anytime. And we will hear you and talk to you again. All right, let's move to Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
4ZLK. Shane, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 is to you and all on the net.
Okay. Mr. Shane, Miss Beth and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Beth, and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Shane.
LK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize Rick, KK4DMW in Piedmont. Rick, thanks for checking in tonight, and thank you for bringing along Lorena, KK4ONO, and your daughter, KM4MOQ, Michelle, in Ware Shoals. Hope you guys have a great weekend and stay safe out there. Hope you're ready for the storm. Then next we've got Gary, KI4DOS, and Gary's in Easley. Gary brings along Joy, K3JOY, and she's in Easley as well. Gary, thank you for checking in. Say hello to Joy. I appreciate it. Good to hear you today. And Gary calls the net on Wednesday nights. Does a great job with the swap net. Probably been calling it the longest of anybody around now, 21 years, I think. So we really appreciate Gary and all he does for the net. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
ZLK, check in, out of turn, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's negative and negative.
To recognize KA5WLL, and that's Leroy and Taylor's. Leroy, thanks for checking in tonight. Have a good weekend and be careful tonight and tomorrow. All right, let's move down to Echo Through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If the suffix of your call begins with an E through the H and you'd like to check in, please call N4ZLK or net control.
Yes. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose, and I do have an announcement, if you don't mind, Shane.
Okay. Shane, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4, EZN, Harry in Gamma, North Carolina. We'll be negative tonight, Shane. Stay dry, stay safe.
N4EZ, okay. Hey, good evening, Shane. Thank you for calling me up. Please check in KR4FNZ with Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. This is Rick. I'm in Jacksonville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you.
This is KR4FPJ, Ray in Woodruff, and I'll be negative, negative.
ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's stop right here. Got a good group. There was a station at the end that may have been trying. I'm not sure. But if you don't hear your call, try again at the end here. Let me recognize, first of all, KO4HKX, my good friend Patrick in Penrose. Patrick has an announcement. Patrick, do you want to go ahead with your announcement now?
4HKX. Yes, Shane, if you don't mind. Just got off the phone with Johnny, and they're going to reschedule winter field day. Again, they're going to reschedule winter field day for tomorrow. And the updates will be on the webpage, and we'll announce them on the net when we find out what they are. We just got to get through the storm. So, again, winter field day has been rescheduled, just don't have a date yet.
Patrick's announcement is winter field day has been rescheduled, and there will be a date announcement later on for when the rescheduling is. It'll either be a little site, but as of now, we don't have a date. Thanks, Patrick, for bringing that to our attention.
I'm all clear out of here and batten down the hatches.
I have a quick question. Does this go under the traffic tick mark or no?
Put it under your traffic.
Thank you very much. All right, Patrick, have a good evening. Say hello to Elise, and hopefully we'll talk to you again before the storm hits. Be careful out there. All right, next we'd like to recognize KC4EZN, Harry in Candler. And Harry, I'm sure it's a lot colder up there. Of course, Patrick, colder up there than we are down here, so you be careful too. I hope you get a lot more snow than ice. Thank you for checking in tonight. Next, we have KR4FNC, Rick in Simpsonville. Rick, thank you for checking in. Hope you have a good weekend. Then we've got KR4FPJ, and that is Ray, and he's in Woodruff. I think that's the first time I've heard your call, Ray, so thank you for checking in with us tonight. Before we go to more, let's see, if you didn't hear If you didn't hear your call and you did try to check in, please try again. Echo Through Hotel, one more time. Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK. Station out there, you're keying up the repeater, but that's it. I don't have quite enough power. Maybe you could look at your receive signal if you're on an HT, and wherever the best receive is, that should be your best transmit. Maybe try it one more time. N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's check Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call N4ZLK.
Hey, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no table.
ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Stephen, thank you for checking in. Good to hear you tonight, and stay safe this weekend. Let's try Echo Through Hotel one more time, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
Trouble with a station that was trying to check in right before you called for the Echo Link stations. I didn't hear him come back again this time, but I just wanted you to let you know. KI4DOS.
If there's a station new that tried to check in or tried to call net control, please try again. N4ZLK. Stand and not heard their call repeated back to them, please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. Anderson, negative, negative.
ZLK in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I got KR4ILR. Was that Rick in Anderson?
Roger that. You got the call wrong. It's KR4IRL, India Romeo Lima.
Okay, I got you corrected. KR4IRL, and that's Rick in Anderson. Thank you for checking in tonight with us. Not pulling up in my log yet, so I will have to add that in a little bit. But thank you for checking in, Rick. Hope you have a good weekend. I through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call N4ZLK or net control.
ZLK. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And this is where I'll probably be hanging out, negative and negative, for a long time. 73s for each one of you.
Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
N4ZLK. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4ZLK. Wow. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here to talk with you for a little bit. Hope everyone has a good evening. 7-3.
4ZLK in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight is KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo. James, you might be up there for a little while, just hanging out. I hope you stay safe and are all ready for it. And thanks for checking in with us tonight. And next we have KE6KEN, and that's Ken in Greenville. Ken, thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. And next we have KO4JKV, my good friend Duncan up there in Asheville. Duncan, hope you're ready and prepared, and thank you for checking in. Good to hear you tonight. I appreciate you. And then next we have KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. Larry, I'm so glad to hear you tonight, and you sound like you're feeling a little better. I'm looking forward to talking with you for a few minutes. And Larry brings Donna, KC4MFK, and she is in Greer also. Thank you for checking in, you and Donna in, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes. All right, any other stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet? Actually, before we do that, let's do Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, this is KR4BJL. Russell calling from Echo Link through Hendersonville.
Carl would like to recognize KR4BJL, and that's Russell in Hendersonville. Russell, thank you for checking in tonight, and hope you have a good weekend, and be careful. All right, India through Lima, one more time for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet before we move on. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. 4ZLK with the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Let's move down to the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Okay, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, KO4, MWY, Larry, negative, negative, and 73, and I hope everybody stays safe over the weekend.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey X-ray, this is Corey and Greer. Appreciate you running the net tonight, and I'll be negative and negative. Bye-bye.
Oh, N4ZLK would like to recognize KO4MWX, Corey in Greer. And I know I put in a couple other stations, but they disappeared on me when I put Corey's in. So if you didn't hear your call, could you call me back one more time, N4ZLK, or Net Control.
N4ZLK, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, SKO4MWY. This is Larry in Simpsonville, and I'm going to wish everybody again a good 73, and hope everybody stays safe over the weekend and stay warm.
I would like to recognize KO4MWY, Larry. Sorry about that, Larry. I remember you, but it's the first time I've spoken and heard your call, so it disappeared on me and I couldn't remember it. But I've got you in there now. Thank you for coming back to me. Before we check Echo Link, anybody else in the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call N4ZLK. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
Net Control, please check in KR4CZI, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Zulu India. Walter, I'm down in Anderson. I'm negative, negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
This is Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Uniform Alpha X-ray, calling in from Denver, Colorado.
N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I have KR4CZI, and that's Walter in Anderson. Walter, thank you for checking in. And then next I have KF0UAX. And I think that's Brantley. Is that correct in Denver? Is that the name you go by?
That's correct.
Thank you very much for checking in with us all the way from Denver. It's probably a little colder there than it is here. Thank you, and have a good weekend. Thanks for coming. Let's see, we've got all the Echo Links, so let's move down to Quebec through Tango now. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Good evening, Shane. Thank you for calling in. Hope you're all safe up there. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4ZLK. For Shane, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris. Please check in Kilo 4, Sierra, Mike, Victor, Dale. In Ellenborough, I'll be negative, but thanks for calling the net, and everyone have a great evening.
Well, please check in KM4DDU, Kilo, Mike 4, Delta, Delta Uniform, Tom and Greer, Negative, negative, but a quick question when you have time on the power backup for this net, given that we're going to have an ice storm. 73 to all.
Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray, Tom in Greenville. Thanks for calling the net.
Is that okay? In November 4, Tango Lima Papa. In 4TLP, Terry and Moore, no traffic, no tape. Well, good evening, Shane.
4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we'd like to check in this group of Toms here. First, we have N0TR, Tom in Greer. Good evening, Tom. Thank you for checking in. Hello to Bernice. Hope you and Bernice have a good weekend, and good to hear you tonight. Next, we have Chris, KO4QLG. Chris is in Liberty. Chris, thank you for checking in. Have a good weekend and stay safe this weekend. And then next we have KK4SM Ellenboro. Dale, thanks for checking in. Good to hear you tonight. And let's see, next we have KM4DDU. That's another Tom. And he's in Greer. Tom has a... Are you the one with the question? If you can hang out till Rackchew, somebody will have an answer for that. I'm not exactly sure, but I know someone who does. So if you can hang out for just a few seconds on that, and we will hopefully answer that question for you. Next we have KR4BLX, another Tom in Greenville. Tom, thank you for checking in. And then N4TLP, the man who's always on the road, Terry. Terry and Moore, good to hear you tonight, Terry. I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for checking in with me. Did I miss anybody else in the Quebec through Tango, or did I get the questions answered? I think it was about the backup power, but we'll address that in a minute. Anybody else Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call N4ZLK. W and then nothing until negative and negative. Could you try again and maybe give your call twice and maybe give it to me phonetically, please?
Four, with Oscar, November, negative.
Time, Steve. KQ4WON. It took a couple tries to get the complete call, but I made it. So you're in Greer, I believe. Thank you for checking in, and thanks for bearing with me there. Hope you have a great weekend. Any more stations, Quebec through Tango, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK.
Hey. Okay, please check in. Kilo, Yankee, 4, Tango, Zulu. That's KY4TZ. This is Jack in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, sir. 73 to all on the net.
I'd like to recognize KY4TZ, Jack in Simpsonville. Thank you, Jack, for checking in. Hope you have a good weekend. All right, let's open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Delta. Sorry, I do that every time. Alpha through Zulu. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you haven't checked in and would like to, please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, net control.
Good evening, sir. If you would please check me in. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville on Lake Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
ZLK. In Kilo Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Etowah, and I'll be in and out.
4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize KQ4ZLE, Anthony down there in Townville. Anthony, good to hear you tonight. Haven't heard you in a while. Please have a good weekend. Thanks for checking in. And next we have KQ4GIK. KQ4GIK. That is Wayne in Etowah. Wayne, thank you for checking in tonight. And hope you have a great weekend and be safe out there. Before we go to the Rackchew, I'm going to call KO4HKX. I think he's got an answer to the question that the station had. KO4HKX, call N4ZLK.
HKX. Hey, Shane.
Question I think Tom had.
Power from YF. WYFF. It's on the same site as theirs, so as long as they stay up, we'll stay up.
It's backup power from the WYFF station since it's on the same tower, and if they stay up, the repeater stays up. Is that correct?
And you, thank you for that answer. I'm guessing that's the TV station, correct?
WYFF TV channel 4.
Hopefully we won't. Hopefully we won't need that backup. But every report I see says we might.
I think they're probably pretty good up there. They've been on there on the air for a long time, and our repeater's been on their tower for a long time as well. Or this repeater, sorry. All right. Anything else, Tom, that we can answer for you?
No, sir. Appreciate it. KM4 DDU out.
The question, KD4 DDU. Or KM4 DDU, and Patrick, thank you for the answer there. I appreciate it. Over ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any more stations Alpha through Zulu before I close out the formal portion? Please call N4ZLK.
LK. Shane, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
So Alpha 4, Foxtrot, Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ. Jim is 6 miles. No traffic, no round table. Just hunker down.
Is that okay? And please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela, both here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
N4ZLK. All on the net. Good to hear you calling net for us on this brisk Friday evening, sir. If you will, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Shane. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
ZLK and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to recognize WB4ZPH. David, really nice to hear you tonight. I have not heard you in a while. Thank you for checking in with me. Hope you have a good weekend. Stay safe. Next, we have KA4FKQ. That's the first time I've said that call. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. That's Jim in 6 Mile. Jim, I guess that's what we're all going to be doing, is hunkering down. Not much else we can do for a little while after tomorrow night. Thank you for checking in. Then next, we have Tommy, K4XB. Tommy, good to hear you. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for bringing along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're in Southern Greenville County. Let me say that right. Tommy, thanks for checking in. You and Angela have a good weekend. And then next we have Mike, AK4HR. Mike is in Simpsonville. And Mike, he calls the net on the first Saturday of the month. So if you guys remember, check in with him. Thank you, Mike, for checking in. Hope you have a good weekend. And then by telephone relay, I've got K4HNR. That's my son-in-law, Connor, another one of my favorite ham radio operators. And he's in Greenville. He'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for checking in, Connor, if you're listening. One more time. Let's see. I'll try it one more time before we go to the... Well, I said I was going to... Well, anyway, one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Let's try that. Alpha through Zulu. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, since we're still getting check-ins. We've got 71. That's really good tonight. Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call N4ZLK. N4ZLK now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And I hope all of you have a good weekend and stay safe out there and hope you're all prepared. And remember, shouldn't have to be said, but don't run generators in your house. Seems like it still happens every year. So just make sure those generators are out and far away. And we're going to go to the rag tube portion now with periodic stops for check-in. And if any of you said you didn't want to hang around for the rag tube, but you have some ideas or some thoughts or some plans that you've made or things you've done to get prepared for this storm coming in, and you'd like to make a comment or two, we'd love to have you. But let me go back up to my one and only rag tuber I have tonight. And that will be Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, please call N4ZLK.
ZLK. My gracious. I am surprised that we had so many check-ins tonight. I'm thrilled to hear that 70-plus number. But I'm also astonished that more people didn't stick around to rag you, and especially with the event, you might say, that's coming up. Just to put that into some sort of shape, I have been listening to terrestrial talk radio. I hope that's clear. All day long. Just one station, my favorite station. Won't mention that, but I've been listening to it, and it's been sort of like that all day long. Whoever the DJ was, and whatever, this, something like this occurs in the life of we human beings, and we just got to talk about it. So I thought tonight would be jam-packed with people who couldn't wait to talk about all the things, you know, whether it's beneficial on an icy surface to let the air out of your tires or what, you know. It's been quite a day. And I've enjoyed it. And I do enjoy the Nets. I gotta ask you, Shane. This can't be the first time you've ever called a net or ran a dispatch or something like that. Cause you're so daggone good at it. And it's a pleasure to imagine that I could keep up with it. I've run the net myself, and I gotta say, you handle it like a juggler. All those balls in the air, you know, and you do a fine job. We are so blessed to have all the net controls who are willing to spend their time and. It gets kind of rough from time to time. I've heard live on the air accidents on the highway while, you know, someone was checking in. They ran into a semi truck. and before that conversation was over, there were four hams on the road to help him. That was an amazing thing to witness. Anyhow, I'll stop talking and let you come back for a little bit. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, N4ZLK. Larry, let's see, I got a couple comments here for you. First of all, you sound really good. You checked in a couple of nights ago. I want to ask you this question before I forget. The last few nights, you probably checked in every night, but you sounded pretty rough the other night, and I was hoping you were going to check in tonight. Are you feeling okay? Because you sound really good tonight.
Thanks for that that question and concern. I do. It's kind of variable, you know. I have a larynx issue. Don't know what the issue is, but it stops me from speaking clearly. The larynx is your voice box, and your vocal cords in there are what, you know, praise the Lord for making us the way he did. We can communicate with one another. I don't know how. And I have had some friends who just let me talk on, and when I stop, they say, whew, you know. But that's about all I would say. You know, some people do not, they're not chatty. but I'm afraid I am. And so this come upon me, and it has my vocal cords get all gummy, or anyway, they don't vibrate like they should. But I can clear my throat, and sometimes it's better, sometimes it's not so much better. Well, there we go again. Anyhow, it's been a tough time with this one. I used to sing on stage, and imagine if you have a history like that, and then your voice box doesn't work so much for you. It's a bit disappointing. But anyhow, back to you, KK4JBQ.
At LK and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that's good. I mean, I'm glad you're... I'm sorry that's going on, but I'm glad you're... Wasn't sure if you had the flu or something like that, but just your voice box, that's terrible. It reminds me of Julie Andrews. I'm sure you remember her. And she had an issue with her voice for a while. Beautiful singer and actress, and then couldn't sing and talk very well for a while. But, yeah, that's terrible. And, yes, so back to your comment about more people talking about the weather and you listening to the professional radios today. I meant to actually ask if anybody wanted to when they checked in to give an idea, maybe one thing that they had planned or done extra for, in preparation, or if they had any ideas. But seeing as I'm not a professional, I'm just an amateur at this, and I hope you caught the pun there, I forgot to do that. But I think we've been through this before, and Helene is still very fresh on a lot of minds, and there's also a lot of amateurs out there that are new because of Helene. So I think we're most of us are probably a little bit better prepared this time. I know we are. And another comment here. I've only run the net, to your question, I've only run the net five times maybe now. I haven't had time over the years with working and stuff, and I'm left the career that I was in for 34 and got a little more free time right now. So I've called it a couple of Fridays and filled in for Connor on a couple of Saturdays. So might be four, might be five times. But I've been around for a long time. I've listened to a lot of the nets, and I can be bossy a little bit too, so it kind of comes easy. But I appreciate the kind words, and I remember, I have to tell you this, I may have said this before, but back when before I called the net, and I've listened to nets for years and years and years, and I was hoping that if I ever got a chance to call the net that you would check in, because if anybody could make a net control operator feel good about himself, it was you. I heard your comments to a lot of new operators or net control operators, and I always thought, boy, if I ever do it, I hope Larry is still around to check in with me because you will boost their confidence. You boosted my confidence, so I really appreciate it, Larry.
Say this to that. Some things do not go without saying. You have to stop whatever else is on the table and push it to the side and tell someone, give them some idea of how they're doing. We all have one mouth and two ears. Well, what does that tell you? Some people say that you should listen twice as long as you speak. And we hams, that doesn't sound right to us, I suppose. But there should be some balance. But also, additionally, there should be time to report. It used to be, in this hobby, it used to be that a ham would ask for a signal report. And it got rather formal, anybody concerned about that, they can read about it. I don't want to, it's a little dry, but we ask for a signal report. And once in a while, you hear a ham Maybe they came from CW, and that's a part of the structure of a CW QSO, the signal report. But when you're using voice like this, it's not always asked or it's not always given. But since we cannot hear ourselves, now there's a device that you can use even with, you know, most radios, I suppose, a station monitor that will reflect to you special wiring, special circuitry, whatever, and you can hear yourself, but otherwise not. I'd say there's not many people who even know that the station monitor exists. But it does just that. It gives you a way to play back your own transmission and hear it for yourself. But most of us, I don't have one. I think it's a fine thing to have, perhaps, but we can take care of that in a nip by just telling somebody how they're sounding. But it's more than that. I mean to say more than that. Someone being comfortable with conversation is, well, I think it's mostly gift. I came by my ease with a microphone in several unique ways, I should think. When I was a child, around 4 or 5 years old, I stuttered terribly, and I couldn't speak at all. I couldn't get 3 words out. I couldn't be understood. Whatever finally got out, I couldn't be understood. So I had a housekeeper. Her name was Gertrude. Bless her heart. She lived with that all of her life. Her name was Gertrude, and she saw that I needed help, and no one else was helping me. I had a chalkboard. Maybe you remember those things. At home, got it for my birthday once, and she took that thing, and she wrote a letter on the board. She had me to slow down and speak the letter and speak it back again and go on to the next letter. Well, before I got into the first grade, I knew all my alphabet, and I could speak. I had a leg up, you might say, in a couple of ways. For her concern for me, she was the one person that I count as being responsible for my success. It could have been worse. I went to a small country school that didn't have great teacher talent, and I don't think I'd have made it. I know there were some that didn't. They sat in their seats all day long. They never spoke a word. They were never called upon to speak. And it just makes me shudder to think that you might fail in school because you were never asked to participate in class. But I know that's happened to a lot of people. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, N4ZLK. Larry, I got a couple comments for you, but I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to check, see if we have any more check-ins before I carry this on, because I want to keep talking to you here. So any more stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. LK with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I'm trying to get more, Larry. First time I've been in the 70s. I don't even know if I've made it to the 60s yet. But it jumped right up here tonight, so I'm real pleased with that. I was going to comment on your housekeeper with the name of Gertrude. That was my grandmother's name on my father's side. Just a little tiny lady. I didn't know her that well. I saw her a few times and before she passed away. And she remarried when I was a baby. I don't know how old she was, but older than I am now, so maybe in the 70s. So I knew her as Grandma Schaefer. It's not my last name, but that's, or what my dad's last name was, but that's how I knew her, because she had remarried a Wesleyan preacher. and then he passed away not long after that. But she was a little tiny lady that, and the name Gertrude, that's about all I remember of her. But I tell you, your housekeeper there, she really had a good effect on you, I can tell, and was very good to take care of you like that to help you get over that stutter.
I'll tell you, Shane, that is an issue that befalls some folks, but if you're never touched by it, you just don't know. You can perhaps do your best to imitate what that sounds like, but not what it feels like. The best way I know to tell you is that it's like getting, and you know, you sort of go back a few words and start again. And why would you do that? I don't know if it's a listening thing. I know it's an attention thing, but I don't know if it's listening to yourself or if you're anxious to listen for a reply to something you haven't even finished, you know, there, whatever you were speaking, and getting caught in a loop. But she was able to, the woman didn't have any special training. She just had a concern. And nobody else showed the same concern, or you saw that the chalkboard was the thing to do, writing a letter and getting me to focus my attention on the letter of the alphabet, and then to put those in short words, you know, put those letters together to make a word, slowing down, listening to myself, that kind of thing. However she did it, it worked. And by the time I went to school, I had enough on the ball to participate in class. And additionally, I was thrilled to be able to speak, be heard and understood. And so I participated more in class. And you know, that's kind of the beginning of having a good experience in school. Yeah, so made all the way through, you know, 2 advanced degrees in college, and bless her heart, I credit her more than any other one thing, because I would have been lost and who knows where anybody could have found me. Just amazing. And she was tall. She was a very tall woman. You're Gertrude, or I call my housekeeper Gertie. It was just easy to get out. KK4JBQ.
Four JBQ and 4ZLK. That's a good testament to, or you're a good testament to her caring. So I like hearing stories like that. And back to your comment on the signal reports. I like to tell people if I hear their signal. I like, you know, if they have a noise on it or something's going on, I like to tell them. And I always tell them it's not being critical. It's like you said, we can't hear ourselves when we're talking, so we don't know. But on that, and you probably know this, but if there's anybody listening that may not know this, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, the BRARS.cc website, has repeater recordings. They record everything that's broadcast on the repeater. So you can go, if you know you are talking at a certain time or in a time frame, you can go pull up the day and pull up the hour or the hour closest following when you were on there, and you can listen to yourself. And I've taken advantage of that. It kind of was a little hard at first because not one to listen to myself all the time. I don't know what I sound like. I only know what I sound like inside my head, you know. So it took a little while to get used to that. But I did it more also to try to work on my presentation. And I can tend to run words together and use contractions and you know, I'm trying to develop my speaking voice a little bit, so not that I'll ever use it professionally, but just I like it when people speak well, and I would like to hopefully be able to do that one day. So, but if anybody else is listening and didn't know that, you can listen to yourself on the repeater, and it's there for anybody. And then also back to handling this net, I don't know if I could do it on paper as well, like Gary, KI4DOS, does. Gary still handwrites everything. I have copied it, listening to somebody else, and I've written everything down, but W4DJW wrote this program that I have access to, all the net controllers have access to if they'd like, and it makes it so much easier. Just type in part of the call, and it pulls up anything that's in there, and you just click on the one you need, and it puts all the information in, so that really helps. But Larry, let me check EchoLink stations here. I think I have another one before we come back to you. So EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call N4ZLK.